This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. So let's get started. You know, we got rules of engagement if you want to engage in the program. The easiest rule to remember is if you want to send me a text message, the number is 33103. 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, either one. Tell me anything or ask me anything. 33103. And don't forget, be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. You remember this video of these Congress critters? You had Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. You had Jason Crow, the congressman from Colorado, and the others who appear on video. And to me, it appears that they're undermining, or at least trying to undermine, the military chain of command. And I just find it wrong. If you don't remember the video, here it is.
Senator Mark Kelly, Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution, and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
And there you have it. Now, you may recall, and if you didn't hear, I talked about it, and quite frankly, I don't remember whether I did it on the weekend program or the weekday program, but if you go to the podcast, if you go to michaelsaysgohere.com, or if you already download the podcast, you can find where I talked about the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And while they talk about, you know, hey, it's pretty clear that you can disobey an illegal order, nonetheless, I pointed out that the process for doing that is actually quite convoluted. And you need to, you know, you start with your immediate supervisor, if you will, for the private sector, but your immediate commander, and you work your way up the chain. And of course, the order has to be obviously illegal, and there's a process. And of course, if you just blatantly decide that you think that the order is illegal, then you're actually violating the code of military justice. And you're going to be the one that's going to get in trouble for that. Well, since that video was released some time ago, the administration has indicated the likelihood that they are going to maybe open an investigation, all those caveats there, likely, maybe, will, I don't know whether by the time, you know, we get after past Thanksgiving, we get past, you know, into the holidays, I don't know whether they will really do it or not. But the more I read and studied the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the more I talked about and thought about Title 18 U.S. Code Section 2387, I got to thinking that perhaps what these people are doing is more than just trying to get attention. Because my initial thought, my initial reaction to the video was, here are a bunch of yahoos, a bunch of Congress critters who don't like Donald Trump. They don't like perhaps his attack on the drug vessels coming out of Venezuela. They don't like what he did with the Iranians, you know, blowing up the Iranian nuclear sites. They don't like almost any, probably everything that Trump does, they don't like. And that's fine. But if you don't like what he does, then there's obviously a mechanism to voice your opinion, either on the Senate or the House floor, that you don't like what he's doing. You can introduce legislation to stop him from doing what he's doing. But to just go on to a video and then make this claim that, hey, you can just disobey an illegal order, really does undermine the military chain of command. Now, since they released the video, there have been numerous instances where they have all these yahoos, Mark Kelly and Jason Crow and the rest of them, have appeared on television in which they've been asked, for example, can you tell us an example? What is it that caused you to do this? What are some examples? And they suddenly get very quiet and they get a little discombobulated. They get a little evasive. One, they can't give any singular example, let alone numerous examples of anything that Donald Trump has said or ordered, or for that matter, that the Secretary of War, or that any commander up and down the chain of command has ordered the troops to do, which would be considered illegal. And then they start backtracking. And the backtracking is essentially that, well, we were just trying to remind them of what their duty is. Really? By trying to undermine the military chain of command? Now, why do I keep going back to that phrase about undermining the military chain of command? Because, again, Title 18, Section 2387 of the U.S. Criminal Code, and which is a part of the U.S. The Military Code of Uniform Justice, makes it illegal to advise, counsel, or in any manner cause insubordination or refusal of duty by any member of the military. It's a pretty clear-cut statute. Bear with me. Let's go through parts of it. Whoever with the intent to interfere with, impair, or influence the loyalty, the morale, or the discipline of the military or naval forces of the United States, by one, advises, counsels, urges, or in any manner causes or attempts to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the military or naval forces of the United States. That's number one. Or number two, distributes or attempts to distribute any written or printed material which advises, counsels, or urges insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the military or naval forces of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction. I emphasize, shall be fined, not more, imprisoned, not more than 10 years, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States. Now, President Trump's first term in office, we all know, it was sabotaged from within. Led by James Comey as then the director of the FBI, there were all these different elements of the United States law enforcement, our national security apparatus, the intel communities, all conducted years-long official government efforts trying to do what? Trying to subvert Trump's authority as the elected executive and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. And President Trump, on behalf of not just himself, but all future presidents, can't allow that to happen ever again. It is within his power to make leaders of the self-proclaimed so-called resistance within the government to take a step back, rethink their tactics, even when those individuals are elected members of the United States Congress. Now, this is not a shield that protects them from the consequences of behavior that is potentially criminal. And I want to explain why I think this is potentially criminal activity. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael Michael. I'll be right back.
This holiday season, skip the same old gifts and send something that's truly unforgettable from Heartland Steak Company. We're talking premium, hand-cut Midwestern meats such as USDA Prime and Choice Beef, all-natural pork, and tender chicken, all delivered straight to their door with care and convenience. Whether you're shopping for family, friends, clients, or anyone who appreciates bold flavor and quality meats, Heartland Steak Co. has something for everyone. Choose from Grillmaster packages, holiday gift boxes, or freezer fillers, each one hand-picked, flash-frozen, and packed to preserve unbeatable freshness and taste. It's the perfect way to share the true Midwest flavor this season. Ordering is quick and easy at HeartlandSteakCo.com. And when you order right now and spend $199.99 or more, you'll receive free shipping plus $25 off your order with promo code GIFT. Give the gift of flavor this holiday season with Heartland Steak Co. That's HeartlandSteakCo.com. And don't forget to use promo code GIFT. Taste the Heartland difference.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We're talking about this video that these members of Congress made that, in my opinion, because it implies that President Trump, as Commander-in-Chief, or perhaps the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, maybe the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, some enlisted, grunt's chain of command was issued an illegal order. And they're trying to tell them, hey, you can disobey illegal orders. Well, what are they? They never name them. They never explain what they are. They can't explain even why they did it, other than they wanted to remind people of what they had the right to do. But you take a young, perhaps somebody from the inner city, somebody who, maybe got a GED, and they decided to join the military. And it turns out to be a little less likable than what they thought it was going to be. Turns out to be really tough. You have to be disciplined. They're getting you up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You're doing all this running and exercises and training. You got a drill sergeant that's yelling at you. You have to dress a certain way. You got a buzz cut. And suddenly you can't do all the things that you used to do when you were in high school. And suddenly you don't like things. And you think what your commanding officer is requiring you to do, well, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. And then you see this video. Because you know that the troops have all heard about it. Troops have all looked at it. And so here's some young enlisted kid, doesn't really know any better, isn't that well educated, and suddenly says, yeah, I think my drill sergeant is making me do something that I don't want to do, and so I'm just not going to do it. They told me I don't have to obey an illegal order. Wow. Is he going to, well, I hope he doesn't wind up in Leavenworth, but he certainly could wind up kicked out of the military, losing all of his benefits, having a dishonorable discharge, which is going to follow him for the rest of his life, or her life. So I think these people, these Congress critters, were truly irresponsible in making this video. And now it's gone one step further. Because the more I start looking at the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the more I realize that there is actually a statute that says, yeah, don't you dare go out and start trying to engage in activities that, attempt to interfere with, impair, or influence, remember, the loyalty, the morale, or the discipline of the military or naval forces of the United States. This act, those serving members of the government in the Congress that made the video, directing their comments at the active duty military, everything from what, E-1 privates to O-10 admirals or generals, and then referencing, quote, this administration as the subject of their so-called advice and counsel, they have potentially interfered with the chain of command, and they've done so in a way that certainly reasonably could be expected to cause insubordination or a refusal of duty. They acted recklessly. In, if we were talking about civil lawsuits, take it outside the military for a moment. If we were talking about, a car accident, were you negligent because you failed to turn your signal on? Were you negligent because you were speeding? You were doing something? Or maybe you were distracted in the car because, a lot of states have where you have to have your phone hands-free. But you were using your phone to text something. You have affirmatively and negligently caused an accident. If you're texting on your phone, staring down at your phone, and you rear end somebody, or you run a stop sign or a red light or whatever it is, you're the one that is negligent, and you're the cause of that accident. What if that's what these people have done? They've now potentially interfered with the chain of command, and they've done so in a way that does cause or could cause insubordination and a refusal of duty. They have actually brought this investigation upon themselves. They have invited this investigation by federal law enforcement under the direction of the Attorney General, who is undertaking an examination on the subject of this, whether their words moved from the realm of free speech protected by the First Amendment to a violation of federal law that they themselves, as members of Congress, swore an oath to uphold. Now, whether they cross that boundary is not for the Attorney General to decide. If the evidence suggests they have, then guess who it's up to decide whether or not they violated the law? 12 jurors of their peers. That's who. But I think it is incumbent upon the Attorney General to facilitate the investigation. That might one day, you know, someday lead to that question being asked of and then answered by 12 jurors. So what should we do? Well, I think the Attorney General should direct the National Security Branch and the Public Corruption Section of the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice to open a criminal grand jury investigation. A grand jury investigation does not determine the guilt or innocence. It only explores activity that has drawn scrutiny to itself. Think about that, because that's what these yahoos have done. They have drawn scrutiny to themselves. They first make the video. Then they go on, you know, they go to every outlet of the cabal that will have them on, and they talk about it. They even go into hostile territory. And by that, I mean some of these liberals, like Mark Kelly and Jason Crow, go on to Fox News. And Fox News asks very specifically, what were you trying to do? And can you give me examples? And Jason Crow, congressman from here in Colorado, dances around it like some ballet dancer, just tiptoeing and pirouetting around everything other than answering the question. So they themselves are the ones that have drawn the scrutiny. They, you know, you make a video, you send it out for the entire world to see. You're a member of the United States Congress. You're a member of the United States Senate. Some of them are very well known. Some are former members of the intel community, including the CIA. They know what their oath is. They should know what the federal law is. I mean, after all, they're the ones that write the laws. They should understand it, and many of them are themselves lawyers. So there's no excuse for this. And I want to remind you, a grand jury investigation is not the determinant of guilt. It only explores that activity. So they would just be looking at the video and all of the evidence surrounding the video. The grand jury is just simply a tool used by federal law enforcement to gather information about the suspect activity and about the people who engaged in the suspect activity. So the members that appear in this video cited their official positions. I'm a member of Congress and a former member of the CIA. I am a member of the United States Senate and a former member of NASA and the United States Navy. I'm a former member of Congress, and I used to be an Army Ranger. They very specifically said who they were. And by citing their official positions and their past military service as an appeal to authority, which is what the statute requires. So by doing that, they have invited themselves an inquiry into their own conduct. Now, these statements were not made on the floor of either the Houses of Congress, either the House or the Senate, so they are not protected by the speech and debate clause. If they had made this statement on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate, they would be protected by speech and debate, but they did not. So what should happen? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. What should happen? That's next.
Shop Jewelry Television's Black Friday event and get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more. That's huge. And because JTV has gifts for men and women, like designer fragrances, handbags, sunglasses, and of course, amazing deals on gorgeous jewelry in thousands of styles, you can knock out your list just like that. Boom. Don't miss your chance to get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more during JTV's Black Friday event.
Too much on your plate? Get 50% off your first 6 months of payroll at gusto.com/radio. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance, so you can go from payroll to pumpkin pie, filing taxes to raising glasses, counting hours to counting blessings. There's no need to transfer payroll history when you switch before the end of the year, and you'll be thankful you did. Choose a future with gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at gusto.com/radio.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Junior and the Max Headroom signal hijacking?
Oh, so you mean ridiculous stories like the UK cat shaver and Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos?
Yeah, stories like the dudes who stole Buzzy the animatronic whatever he was from Disney World, and the woman whose husband tried to kill her but came back from the dead and surprised him at her own funeral.
Yeah, that does sound good.
You can find this new podcast, Ridiculous Crime, all over the place. The Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I don't know how you live.
Ridiculous Crime.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, so Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. So we're talking about this video that these members of Congress did that encouraged members of the military to remind members of the military, to be kind of fair, that they have a right to object to illegal orders. And this whole video, and I mean, it's been what? Almost, it's been at least 10 days, 2 weeks now, since this video came out. And I think it's backfired on them more than they expected. I really think they thought that they were being really cool by making this video, and in so doing, they would get some attention. They would, you know, kind of slap Donald Trump around a little bit. And now the blowback from everybody, including like Joe Scarborough. I should see if I can find that soundbite. So one of them went on to Joe Scarborough's show on MS Now, used to be MSNBC. And Joe Scarborough also asked the question, so what were you referring to? What has Trump done that was wrong? And no answer. You know, well, no, we were just trying to remind people. And Scarborough, who, you know, he's a former Republican congressman from Florida. He's not a dummy. I disagree with his politics, but I've known Joe for 20 years or more. But his response was amazing. That's the wrong answer, he said. If you're going to make a video like this, and you're going to encourage people to look for or to engage in disobedience, you better have a damn good reason why and be able to give some examples. And to the same point that I made earlier, you have a lot of young people that enter the military. It's a cultural shock for them. They're not accustomed to being ordered around, told that you have to be up at a certain time, do certain things, dress a certain way, act a certain way, because that's part of the military discipline. And so you've almost encouraged them to claim that something is unlawful or an illegal order when it's nothing more than just basic military discipline. So the members appearing in that video by citing their official positions and their past military service are indeed appealing to authority. And every piece of evidence that can be gathered concerning the decision to make, to produce, to broadcast that video needs to be obtained through a lawful investigation. And that would include all communications with everyone involved, various versions of the scripts, uncut video of each participant, because you know it's just a series of each of them appearing at different times. So it's been cut and edited. Get the entire video, get the final version, get all the outtakes, the production records. Who funded this? Who paid for it? How did you distribute it? How was that decision made? Was there anyone behind you, both literally and figuratively, that funded this? Was it George Soros' son? Was it some Democrat Party operative or donor? Every participant needs to be questioned under oath before the grand jury. Every person, except the six officials who appear in the video, should be subpoenaed. The six officials should be invited. Now, why do I say that everyone else should be issued a subpoena, but the six officials should simply be invited to testify before the grand jury? And that's simply because you're not lawfully allowed to subpoena a target of a criminal investigation. If a grand jury is investigating something that they think some law that I violated, that I was, I don't know, dealing drugs or, you know, violating some, you know, statute somewhere, you can't subpoena me because you can't compel me to testify before the grand jury, and you don't want me coming before the grand jury and finding out, oh, I'm a target, and therefore I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights not to testify against myself. And suddenly the whole investigation goes from being confidential to being very, very public. At least that's what I would do. I'd make it very public. In other words, the people in this video have the right to remain silent, and we should respect that right. But whether their words are probable cause that a crime has been committed, either under Section 2387 or anything else, that's a question for the grand jurors. It's a question for grand jurors presented with as much factual evidence as the Department of Justice can gather. Now remember, all six of these yahoos gave their voices to a single video. One single video. So the first inquiry ought to be whether the six, did you discuss that video among yourselves? Did you share what each of you were going to say? Did you write it out? Was there any sort of script that you put together? And the reason I ask those kinds of questions is because that could provide the basis for a conspiracy investigation. And the venue for a conspiracy can be in any district where any conspirator was present when the conspiracy was formed, or any district where an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy took place. What do I mean? Well, let's say they all gathered in one office on Capitol Hill. Well, that would make the District of Columbia, that would make that the proper jurisdiction. But if they were all in their home offices in Arizona and Colorado and Virginia and all the other different places they were from, then that gives a broader opportunity, if you can show a conspiracy, that gives you a broader opportunity of which federal district court you would take this case to. So there's a lot of things like that that need to be investigated. A suitable venue, I think, would be the home state of any of the members of Congress who appear in the video. And the reason I say that is because every single one of them announced their position in Congress as part of their introduction of themselves. So that made the video an official act on behalf of their constituents. You see, I think these people were too smart by half. They were too stupid by a whole. They're so full of themselves, and they're so infused with Trump derangement syndrome that they really thought, let's do this. Let's pat ourselves on the back. We're a member of Congress. I'm from such and such state, and I used to serve in the CIA. I used to serve in the Army Rangers. I used to be an astronaut, blah, 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 whatever it is. So based on the members of Congress who participated, these are the districts that could be proper venue for a criminal investigation and a criminal trial. Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. Senator Lisa Slotkin, Michigan. Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, Eastern Pennsylvania. Congressman Chris DeLuzio, Western Pennsylvania. Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander, New Hampshire. And, of course, Congressman Jason Crow, Colorado. Of those choices, if I were the one that was responsible for the investigation, I would head for the Johnstown Division of the Western District of Pennsylvania, where the Honorable Stephanie Haynes presides. Why? Well, Stephanie Haynes was born in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 1969. She graduated from law school. She clerked for Judge Eugene Fike of the 16th Judicial District. During her clerkship, she was commissioned as a first lieutenant in the U.S. Army. October 1, 1996, she entered the active duty service in the United States Army's Judge Advocate General's Corps. And after completing her JAG Officer Basic course, she reported to the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And while at Fort Campbell, she earned her Air Assault Badge, she served as a legal assistant attorney and a prosecutor. In 2002, she left active duty, became an assistant U.S. attorney in the Criminal Division for the Southern District of West Virginia. Then she remained in the Army as a JAG officer in reserve capacity. She served as a criminal assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of West Virginia. She went to the U.S. Attorney's Office. On April 4 of 2021, she retired from the military in the rank of colonel after 24 half years of military service. Retired at the rank of colonel from the JAG Corps with 24 plus years of service. If I were going to indict these people, I would want her to be the judge. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like
like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Mara Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theatre Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theatre at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theatre Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
on First Amendment grounds, particularly in those eras that were lost on the basis that the language of Section 2387 is identical to some of the really broad language found in the Espionage Act of 1917. And why is that important? Because the Supreme Court decisions regarding convictions under the Espionage Act were upheld by the Supreme Court against First Amendment challenges. The Espionage Act says that it shall be illegal to do this. And I want you to think, as I tell you what the Espionage Act says, I want you to think about what these yahoos were saying and doing in that video and see if it doesn't track. The Espionage Act says that it is illegal to willfully make or convey false reports or false statements with the intent to interfere with the operation or success of the military or naval forces of the U.S., or to promote the success of its enemies. Or, listen closely, willfully cause or attempt to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty in the military or naval forces of the United States, or shall willfully obstruct the recruiting or enlistment service of the United States to the injury of the service of the United States. I think a lot of that language applies quite clearly to what they were doing here. Now, in 1919, in a case that upheld that language against a challenge based on the First Amendment, the case was Schenck versus United States. I think we've actually talked about this case on this program before. Schenck was the general secretary of the U.S. Socialist Party, and he opposed the implementation of a draft. So he produced these flyers advising young men to resist military service. Schenck was convicted of three counts under the Espionage Act, and the Supreme Court unanimously upheld his conviction and also denied the challenge under the First Amendment. The court said this: words, which ordinarily and in many places would be within the freedom of speech protected by the First Amendment, may become subject to prohibition when those words are of such a nature and used in such circumstances as to create a clear and present danger that they will bring about the substantive evils which Congress has a right to prevent. Now, Schenck is the case. You'll love this. Schenck is the case where Justice Holmes, Oliver Wendell Holmes, used the much maligned analogy about shouting fire in a crowded theater. That case introduced the concept that speech that creates a clear and present danger to public safety did not enjoy First Amendment protections. So the Supreme Court limited Schenck's reach in a later case, Brandenburg versus Ohio. That case is from 1969. By requiring that the speech at issue in a case must tend to incite imminent lawless action. But here's the difference. In the Brandenburg versus Ohio case, it did not involve comments undermining military cohesion or respect for the chain of command. You see, Brandenburg concerned speech by the leader of the KKK that was alleged to present a clear and present danger by encouraging criminal acts that were unrelated to the military. So to the extent that the Schenck case can be read as validating a prosecution for attempting to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty in the military or naval forces, then that part of its holding is not necessarily implicated or thrown out by the later case in Brandenburg versus Ohio in 1969. Then there was another case decided by the Supreme Court at the same time. United States versus Debs. That's where Eugene Debs was also convicted under the Espionage Act because, as the court says, quote, on or about June 16, 1918, in Canton, Ohio, the defendant caused and incited and attempted to cause and incite insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, and refusal of duty in the military and naval forces of the U.S., and with intent so to delivered to an assembly of people a public speech. Wait a minute. Isn't that kind of exactly what they were doing? Except this wasn't 1918. This was 2025. So instead of standing in the town square in Canton, Ohio, and delivering his speech trying to get people to disobey the military, they went on TikTok. They went on Facebook. They went on Instagram. And they made a video. And they spliced it up and cut it up and edited it, all encouraging people to what? Oh, disobey illegal orders. Okay, what illegal orders? Well, we can't name any. I think this case has more potential for a conviction than we've seen since 1918. And just because 1918 was a long time ago, it's still solid law. Like Schenck, the Debs decision, I'm sure it's been criticized over the years, and it was narrowed by Brandenburg, but didn't overrule it, and it applied to something other than the military. More so even than Schenck, the Debs decision dealt not with encouraging lawlessness, but with undermining good order and discipline in the military by encouraging active duty military personnel to disobey the chain of command. When President Trump made reference to sedition, and that term's been tossed around, social media, it's just way too much. That seems a bit wild-eyed to me. Sedition involves overthrowing the government by force. The only Title 18 criminal statute referring to sedition is the statute that criminalizes seditious conspiracy. That was passed by Congress during the Civil War. The statute doesn't require an actual act of sedition. It only requires an agreement by a couple of people to engage in sedition. So I think that Trump was off base by saying they've engaged in sedition and they ought to be hanged. I wish the president in that case would just shut up and let the Department of Justice do what it needs to do. Their comments in this video are perfectly acceptable in the context of policy debates when it's done inside of Congress, because that's part of their role as lawmakers. And so they're entitled to use the authority of their office to advocate to other members of Congress and move them to pass laws that addresses their concerns about the administration's so-called execution of foreign policy around the world. But that's not what they did. They undermined the respect for the chain of command right up to and including the president who serves as the commander-in-chief. And that's outside the boundaries of their lawful authorities as an elected member of Congress or the United States Senate. You know, it just seems to me that Johnstown would be a great place to hold a trial of 5 or 6 congressmen and senators. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shop Jewelry Television's Black Friday event and get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more. That's huge. And because JTV has gifts for men and women, like designer fragrances, handbags, sunglasses, and of course, amazing deals on gorgeous jewelry in thousands of styles, you can knock out your list just like that. Boom. Don't miss your chance to get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more during JTV's Black Friday event.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A software fix had airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Tim Johnson, policy director with the UK's Civil Aviation Authority, tells Sky News the update is considered precautionary but urgent.
It's not all of the A320 aircraft. It's just some of the variants with a particular configuration of them. And it's asked airlines to make sure this maintenance, this precautionary maintenance done is done as soon as possible.
It's considered a quick fix, taking most planes about 2 hours. More than 500 U.S. registered aircraft were affected, with American Airlines saying it completed most of the updates of its 209 affected planes on Friday. I'm Donna Warder.
Correspondent Ralph Wober reports there are new problems following that massive fire at a Hong Kong building complex.
Hong Kong authorities say that the terrible fire that ravaged a giant set of apartment blocks Wednesday this week is now officially under control as of Friday morning. But the fallout remains. People are still without homes. The numbers of dead and missing are still not confirmed. So there's a huge aftermath which still remains. And for Hong Kong, which is such a densely populated place, so many people live in high-rise apartment blocks like this. Everybody is in distress about this.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith signed a memorandum of understanding this week to advance a new oil pipeline from Alberta to Canada's Pacific coast. The goal is to ship up to 1 million barrels per day to Asian markets, reducing Canada's heavy dependence upon U.S. buyers for its product. That project is running into some resistance already from environmental groups. More from townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
In sports, it's the dream team. And if your car is out of warranty, there's a team for that as well. You, the driver, your mechanic, and Endurance to pay for the repair bills. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance auto protection plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-454-4558. That's 800-454-4558. 800-454-4558.
The UN Security Council has approved a U.S. plan for Gaza. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hamas is, at its core, a terrorist organization, and it's not operating alone.
The Israelis understand that October 7th wasn't an aberration. It wasn't just that Hamas lost its mind for a moment. It was a concerted effort on the part of the Iranian leadership to use its terror proxies to change the conditions on the ground in the Gulf Arab states and broadly in the Middle East.
Pompeo says he does support the idea of an international security force to help keep the peace in the region. Israel, he says, will need to play a major role because it understands what needs to be done.
But it's going to have to be prepared to do the hard work of continuing to disarm Hamas and destroy the remaining tunnels. I suspect that the only organization actually prepared to do that is the Israeli government, and they need to complete that task.
The U.S. plan authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The application of artificial intelligence in a political campaign is the crux of a legal case in New Hampshire involving a political consultant who sent AI-generated robocalls mimicking former President Joe Biden to state Democrats in 2024. Speaking with Salem Radio military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis said media applications of AI do challenge our perceptions of truth and reality.
It's hard to distinguish between what is now AI-generated and what is human-generated. So, you know, we're in a new world in which you don't know what the truth is and what is really something we must take to heart.
And Colonel McGinnis sums up many of his concerns and hopes regarding AI in a new book entitled AI for Mankind's Future, A Christian Perspective on the High-Tech Revolution. More from Town Hall.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media. And find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
That's the actual language in the federal statute that designates people that cross our borders without authorization. Those are referred to in federal law as illegal aliens. Well, Peggy Noonan's column, and look, I've got great respect for Peggy Noonan. She was a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. She does a weekly column in the Wall Street Journal. I read it religiously, and I agree with it. I was going to say half the time, but it's gotten now to where I agree with her maybe a third of the time. And two-thirds of the time, I'm like, no, I think Peggy, you're way off here. But when she wrote this particular article, as I said, she noted that Kamala Harris had referred to illegal immigration as irregular migration. Irregular migration. Now, that's a euphemism that is so gently ridiculous that it practically dissolves like you put, you poured salt on a snail or something. But I think that's the point. I think that's why Kamala Harris uses language like that. Irregular migration. Doesn't have any sort of harshness to it at all, does it? It's kind of like oatmeal, pablum. It's kind of like, mushed up baby food. Irregular migration. But I think that's her point. I think that's exactly why Kamala Harris uses that phrase. It sounds softer, safer, less politically radioactive. It's not going to tick off people. Except I think what she doesn't understand is those of us who use our words a lot, it does tick me off. I see it constantly. The public vocabulary is just full of words and phrases that signal some sort of urgency or righteousness or moral sophistication. And it doesn't ever require anybody to say something concrete. And George Orwell warned about this nearly 80 years ago, calling them meaningless words. What he said, quote, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Get that? Calling them meaningless words. Designed to make lies sound truthful, murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. That's from Orwell's 1946 essay, Politics and the English Language. Now, I know that most people have a casual knowledge of George Orwell and his novels, especially 1984 and probably Animal Farm. Don't get me wrong, he was an absolute wonderful novelist. But he was an amazing essayist. And if you have a chance, you can pick up a book of his essays, or you can go to the Orwell Foundation and read those essays online. Totally free. But Politics in the English Language is primarily about writing. But still what he says goes beyond how somebody might write and describes how words and phrases used in politics have really kind of become pointless and tedious to the extent that the words don't have any real meaning. They merely appear to have great profundity. It's why when I refer to Democrats as Marxists or fascists, because we'll get into that in a second, I try to explain why. What is it they are saying or doing that is Marxist or fascist or socialist? When I refer to, for example, we're going to talk, if we have time today, we're going to talk later about Bill Gates and his kind of 180-degree turnabout on climate. And so I use the phrase about the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists. And I chose those words very specifically because it conveys that I believe that climate change for many people has become a religion. Does it make any difference? I could talk to a climate activist till I'm blue in the face about, facts, 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 study, 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 peer reviewed, peer reviewed, peer reviewed, or real world temperature readings, whatever. Doesn't make any difference to them because they believe what they believe. And no amount of facts poured onto faith is going to change their belief. So it does appear to me to be a religion. But back to Orwell's essay, Politics and the English Language, because it holds value even in 2025. He writes the following. Many political words are similarly abused. The word fascism. The word fascism has now no meaning except insofar as it signifies something not desirable. The words democracy, socialism, freedom, patriotic, realistic, justice have each of them several different meanings which cannot be reconciled with one another. In the case of a word like democracy, not only is there no degree definition, but the attempt to make one is resisted from every side. It is almost universally felt that when we call a country democratic, we are praising it, Consequently, the defenders of every kind of regime claim that it is a democracy and fear that they might have to stop using the word if it were tied down to any one singular meaning. Words of this kind, often used in a consciously dishonest way, that is, the person who uses them has his own private definition, but allows his hearer to think he means something quite different by definition. You've had conversations with people like that, right? Or I've heard news stories where they'll say one thing and I just intuitively know they really mean something else. Orwell continues in just a minute. I'll be right back.
Too much on your plate? Get 50% off your first 6 months of payroll at Gusto.com/radio. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance, so you can go from payroll to pumpkin pie, filing taxes to raising glasses, counting hours to counting blessings. There's no need to transfer payroll history when you switch before the end of the year, and you'll be thankful you did. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at Gusto.com/radio.
Shop Jewelry Television's Black Friday event and get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more. That's huge. And because JTV has gifts for men and women, like designer fragrances, handbags, sunglasses, and of course, amazing deals on gorgeous jewelry in thousands of styles, you can knock out your list just like that. Boom. Don't miss your chance to get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more during JTV's Black Friday event.
My name is Kyle Tequila, host of the shocking new true crime podcast, Crook County.
I got recruited into the mob when I was 17 years old.
People are dying. Is he doing this every night?
Kenny was a Chicago firefighter who lived a secret double life as a mafia hitman.
I had a wife and I had two children. Nobody knew anything. He was a crazy man.
He was my father, and I had no idea about any of this until now. Listen to Crook County on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Crook County to start listening.
Unravel the most famous cases of alien encounters in history on the Strange Arrivals podcast, a long-form documentary deep dive into UFOs and extraterrestrials. Host Toby Ball explores how folklore, media representation, and institutional propaganda have shaped our understanding of alien phenomena.
All the reasons there are for the government to keep the truth about extraterrestrial life from the American public, things that are scientific, cultural, religious, it would upend a lot of the institutions in society.
Hear expert interviews and rare archival tapes.
I'm standing here wondering, what is that? Is it a weapon? Is it a communication? Is it some kind of warning?
And examine the real story behind close encounters and their cultural causes and effects.
The white light disappeared. The only thing I could see was this black craft with white light coming out of the bottom of it.
Listen to Strange Arrivals Season 2 on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Laughs and Insight with Jon Stewart back in the host seat at The Daily Show. Now, you can listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for Jon's clever takes on the latest in politics, entertainment, and sports. You'll also get exclusive content you can't hear anywhere else, like extended interviews and weekly headline recaps. Don't miss out. Listen on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Daily Show Ears Edition to start listening.
You might have missed the good parts about history in school, but the Stuff You Missed in History Class podcast fills you in on the people and events that shaped our world. Join hosts Holly Fry and Tracy V. Wilson and dig into true stories of our past, from the unusual.
During the Roman era in Egypt, it was common for members of the upper class to have a mummy portrait. That was a portrait of themselves on a wooden board that would be attached to their mummy.
To the scary.
Don't you know him? You can't go near his cursed house at night without danger of your life. Them as have been there have seen devils dancing on the wires that he has put up around his grounds.
To the just plain weird.
Pierce's perfect waffle party instructions start with invitations. They are then scorched the right color with a hot iron, and on them is printed in sepia tints, "Come and eat me."
Listen to Stuff You Missed in History Class on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I know I certainly did. It's good to be back with you, and I appreciate you joining in this weekend. We're talking about George Orwell and his essay about politics and words, politics in the English language. And I was describing one paragraph in which he's talking about how words really don't have any particular meaning. So we'll get back to that in 1 second. But I want to remind you the rules of engagement. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Micro Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Then I would suggest this. If you're traveling about and you've heard this program for the first time and you kind of like what we're doing, you can also hear what we do every weekday. I broadcast out of Denver Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Mountain Time on this station, which you should go set as a preset on your iHeart app or on your computer. It's KOA. It's at 8:50 a.m. or 94.1 FM, 9 to noon, and it's The Situation with Michael Brown. So set that as a preset and go stream us live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Mountain Time. So back to George Orwell. And I was talking about how people have their own private definition of a word. And that private definition means you can use the word, but the hearer, just the person you're speaking to, just hears what they want to hear. So they think what they want to think. And it may be quite different from what you're trying to convey. He writes statements like, Marshal Petain was a true patriot. The Soviet press is the freest in the world. The Catholic Church is opposed to persecution. Are always made with intent to deceive. Other words used in variable meanings, in most cases more or less dishonestly, are class, totalitarian, science, progressive, reactionary, bourgeois, equality. I think democracy, let's pick on democracy for a second, is probably the critical word here because I've likely heard the phrase uttered in some form or another in the last, I don't know, particularly 10 years. I've obviously heard it my entire life. But in particular, I've heard it a lot in the last 10 years, probably a gazillion times. It has become entirely synonymous with Donald Trump. You know, we got to save the democracy. You got to save our democracy from Donald Trump. And for the longest time, it was all about Donald Trump and the threat that he was to democracy. But go back just 10 years. Since 2015, threat to democracy or threat to our democracy has come to apply to whatever political niche that anybody chooses. You could pick from a hat all the threats. Well, the Supreme Court is a threat to democracy. Certain types of laws are threats to democracy. Elon Musk buying Twitter and turning it into X, that's a threat to democracy. Climate change, threat to democracy. Fox News, threat to democracy. The Weekend with Michael Brown, a threat to democracy. The makeup of the Senate, when it's controlled by the Republicans, a threat to democracy. The Electoral College, always a threat to democracy. AI, a threat to democracy. Why, elections themselves, having an election is a threat to democracy. It kind of gets to the point where it really doesn't have much meaning to most people who we should remember, don't spend a good chunk of their time in any given day, any week, a month, or a year immersed in politics like you and I are. 30% of Americans, 30%, a third, let's just say, can I just say a third? A third of Americans cannot name all three branches of government. That's way too high. Can you? See, I'll count to three. You name all three. The first one? Mm-hmm. The second one? Okay. You get the third one? All right. How many of you got it? And while 70% can name all three, the problem is that's just basic civics. That's not an indicator of your proclivity as it relates to daily political life. If only a third know what the three branches of government are, what percentage do you think know what a discharge petition is? And I choose discharge petition because that was a huge phrase used during the government shutdown. Remember, they had to get to 60 votes to invoke cloture. Do you remember what invoking cloture meant? Well, in the Senate, there's a rule that you can just debate until you can get 60 votes to stop debate. That's called invoking cloture. Once you invoke cloture and you stop debate, you still need another vote before you can even vote on the bill. And that is to have a discharge petition, meaning that it just comes out of committee, goes straight to the floor for a vote, and nobody can interfere with that. I would guess that the majority of Americans have no clue what a discharge petition is. And I would even go one step further. I'm not sure they need to know. I certainly wish they knew. Because the more they understood about the minutiae of politics, the minutiae of our legislative process, then they would understand why it is, for example, that some people vote for something, and then when it, you know, initially, and then as it gets amended, they vote against it. You know, maybe they voted for it because they wanted to get to the floor where it could be amended so they could try to get their amendment in. They failed to get their amendment in, and so they vote against the bill. So remember, I think it was John Kerry who once famously said something about, I think it was like a climate bill or maybe it was the, I think it was the war in Iraq, that, you know, I voted, you know, for it before I voted against it. It's that kind of thing. So when the average person does tune in, which is usually getting close to an election or there's some big crisis or controversy going on, and they become inundated with the phrase threat to democracy at every turn, have you ever thought about what impact that has? Because I think about it a lot. Trump, after all, despite everything that went down on January 6th, the investigations, all the indictments, the convictions, the promise to be the retribution for his voters, yeah, he still won. He won back all the states that he lost in 2020, that he won in 2016, and then picked up Nevada as well, while convincing 77 million people to vote for him, 3 million more than voted for him back in 2020, and a whopping 15 million more than in 2016. And one could say, but Michael, Trump is a threat to democracy. Well, wait a minute, isn't everything I just described, isn't that a democratic process? It may not be democracy, as we might define the term, but it was a democratic process, and he won that democratic process. Read what Orwell said about the word fascism. As noted, people have chosen to apply that phrase, as Orwell said, to something not desirable. Go look up any of the examples, and you'll find a lot of examples. And not among the fever swamps of the far left, but from even mainstream journalists, think tanks, other institutions. The Electoral College is the greatest threat to our democracy. The Electoral College is a threat to 21st democracy. That comes from the Aspen Institute. The Electoral College is a ticking time bomb. William Galston for the Brookings Institute. The nationalist right, the new right, whatever you want to call the right side of the political spectrum, does something similar. When they talk about a Republican politician they don't like, they become a neocon. Have you thought about what a neocon is? Tyler Bauer of Talking Point USA, Turning Point USA, playing white knight for J.D. Vance, who he says is getting attacked, and that means criticism for some people. The anti-Trump movement wants to nominate someone other than J.D. Vance for president. The most likely outcome of attacking J.D. Vance is far more neocon, terrible candidate, useful idiot. What does that really mean? Has anybody ever really stopped to think about what does that really mean? I'm not sure they have. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It goes by so many different names. And when the new right, the nationalist right, the conservative right, it just doesn't make any difference because, again, even those words are losing their meaning. But they start using the word neocon, or they'll use the term rhino, Republican in name only. And some people can be a rhino one day, and then the next day they vote or say something, and suddenly they're God's gift to conservatism. Again, whatever conservatism means to that individual. And then the next day they're a neocon. And they just go from one label to another, to another, to another. And I think that's the point that George Orwell is trying to make, is we use the terms, but we don't really define the terms so that whatever we're saying, people get to hear whatever it is they want to hear. I find it fascinating in radio that now when I'm doing, you know, when I'm doing 3 hours a day, like I do, there's obvious times that I misstate something, or I mispronounce something, or I use the wrong word. The other day, this past week, I was talking about Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates, and how the Barbary Pirates was very much like what's going on with the drug dealers coming out of Venezuela. And I just, without even thinking, I said, you know, and Thomas Jefferson, in fact, I think I was joking and said Tommy Jefferson, was our second commander-in-chief. Huh? I didn't even realize I'd said it until somebody called me out on the text line and said, Jefferson wasn't the second commander-in-chief. He was the third commander-in-chief. And I looked at it, and I thought to myself, well, I know that. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I did say number two. We often get, at least I do, get so wound up in what I'm talking about that my mouth, my brain's like four steps ahead of where my mouth is because I'm already thinking about the next thing I'm about to say following on what I'm saying right now. And sometimes I misstate things. The inverse of that is I'll say something exactly the way that I want to say it, meaning exactly what it is that I think I'm conveying, and then I'll get a text message or an email. Or somebody will post something on Twitter or X. And it'll be like, you said X, Y, Z. And I'll think, yeah, that's exactly what I said. And then the response will be, you are totally wrong about X, Y, Z. Now, I always take those with a grain of salt. And by that I mean, I read them because I really want to know, did I miss something? Did I say something wrong? Did I miss a fact? Did I leave something out that I didn't mean to leave out? But I'll go back and I'll read what it is that they say I said. And I'll think to myself, yeah, I think I said exactly that. And then I'll read what they say that think is wrong about it. And I can't connect the two. I simply can't connect them at all. And that's because people heard what they wanted to hear, not what was actually said. And you have to learn in radio, for example, that I don't know. For example, right now, I have no clue what you're doing at this very moment. You could send me a text message and lie that, you know, I'm listening to you while I'm taking a shower. I'm listening to you while I'm decorating the Christmas tree. I'm cleaning up the Thanksgiving dinner leftovers and throwing out the dressing that's gotten bad. I'm doing whatever. When you're doing that, whatever it is you're doing, there will be a split second, a microsecond, where your brain goes to something else. I know everybody thinks that they can multitask. Everybody thinks they can multitask. But what you're really doing is you are microseconding. In microseconds, you're going from one task to another. Your brain is thinking about this, and then your brain says, oh, reach over here and pick up your Diet Coke. And as you reach over to pick up your Diet Coke, you miss one word, two words, three words, depending on how long it takes you to pick up your Diet Coke, of what I said. And so you miss something, and the interpretation becomes entirely different. It's why when, and I know this drives my friends crazy, but when I sit down with people at dinner or we're having a lunch meeting or I'm in a meeting and I'm not bored to death, I truly try to be an active listener. And I think that's just my training as a lawyer, to listen to what people actually say, because oftentimes they don't really mean what they say and they don't really say what they mean, or they themselves aren't really sure about what they are saying. And so I try to listen intently to what people say. But even when I'm doing that, something makes me get distracted. I'm in a conference room in this building at iHeart, and something happens outside the window, and I look out for a brief second. That takes my mind, even for a microsecond, off what that person is saying that I'm listening to. And I think this fits in with what George Orwell is saying about we hear what we want to hear, and we use words that we don't really know what we mean by them, or if people want to be really disingenuous, they know what they mean by the word, but they know what somebody else thinks about the word, so they use that word to convince them to their side, knowing that you're really not communicating. You're really not being persuasive. You're just arguing. Go back to the term neocon. A lot of people use the term neocon as a pejorative, but do they really have an idea what it actually means? Because neocon is just a short version of neoconservative. And you could probably ask, I don't know, 10 people, 20 people aligned with Tyler Bauer from Turning Point USA, the person whose tweet I told you about, J.D. Vance, earlier. You could ask 10 or 20 different people aligned with him politically to define neoconservatism, and you'd probably get 10 different answers. Just like our tax returns, you can take one set of facts to 10 different accountants, and you'll get 10 different tax returns. And all of them might be wrong. They might claim that a neoconservative is a warmonger. I hear that a lot. Or you're pro-war, or you're pro-interventionist. Likely to be the constant thread among the responses if you ask somebody what a neocon means. They use the term to describe any Republican who holds an interventionist philosophy on foreign policy. But does that make them a neoconservative or a neocon? Now, I don't want to get into all of what it means, but you might go listen to Jonah Goldberg, who I don't necessarily agree with a lot. He has a podcast from, I think, maybe a year ago, called The New Neocons. And he goes into detail about the origin of the term, how it evolved, and essentially how it became, as Orwell says, a term for just something I do not like. The ultimate goal of using particular words and phrases, as Orwell said, is an intent to deceive. When people say, for example, which drives me crazy, that the Supreme Court is a threat to democracy, what are they really saying? You know what they're really saying. Well, I don't like the rulings of the current makeup of the court and how they're issuing it. You know, when the Warren Court was around, I didn't necessarily like the decisions from the Warren Court, but I didn't think they were a threat to democracy. I thought, oh, this is a bad decision. We've got to get Congress to figure out a way to overrule that decision with legislation, or we've got to change the laws, or we've got to somehow appeal this, or at some point they'll reverse the decision, whatever. But I didn't think it was going to be the end of civilization. But many people, and sometimes I'm prone to that too, I think, oh, this next step that we take in our politics might be the end of the country. But is it really? Probably not. So we came with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
This holiday season, skip the same old gifts and send something that's truly unforgettable from Heartland Steak Company. We're talking premium, hand-cut Midwestern meats such as USDA Prime and Choice Beef, all natural pork, and tender chicken,
all delivered straight to their door with care and convenience. Whether you're shopping for family, friends, clients, or anyone who appreciates bold flavor and quality meats, Heartland Steak Co. has something for everyone. Choose from Grillmaster packages, holiday gift boxes, or freezer fillers, each one hand-picked, flash-frozen, and packed to preserve unbeatable freshness and taste. It's the perfect way to share the true Midwest flavor this season. Ordering is quick and easy at HeartlandSteakCo.com. And when you order right now and spend $199.99 or more, you'll receive free shipping plus $25 off your order with promo code GIFT. Give the gift of flavor this holiday season with Heartland Steak Co. That's HeartlandSteakCo.com. And don't forget to use promo code GIFT. Taste the Heartland difference.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in on Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Text line, as usual, is always open, 33103, 33103 on your message app. Keyword, Mike or Michael. Do me a favor, go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. We're talking about Orwell's essay from almost 80 years ago entitled Politics and the English Language. And it's one of those stories I kind of wanted to do on a weekend like this because it gives me a chance to just talk about something other than specific issues in politics. Because the ultimate goal of using particular words and phrases, according to Orwell, is an intent to deceive. How many times do you, in response to your kids or your spouse or a coworker or somebody else, you phrase something so that you kind of mislead, but you're not actually lying to them? I mean, I hope you don't just outright lie to them. But I understand that sometimes you just don't want to deal with the issue, or you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You're just not in the mood to get into the middle of a debate. So you'll just say, yeah, that's interesting. That tends to be my phrase. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's my way of saying, I need to really think about that. Or, I think you might be absolutely nuts, but let me think about that and give me time to come up with a good retort to that. That's kind of my go-to phrase occasionally. So it really is. And am I trying to deceive? I suppose in the actual term deceive, I probably am trying to be deceitful. It's true. I find it interesting, but is that the entire context of what I mean? No. I'm trying to get you to just drop the issue. Let me think about what you said. And when the time is appropriate, if I have a rebuttal, a retort, or an agreement, then I'll tell you. But I'm tired, I'm busy, I'm distracted, whatever it might be. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what I think. Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. And sometimes I'll do that when I'm just, like, not interested. So think about doing that. Someone's talking to you about something, and you're at a party. It's the time for office parties, right? You're at a party, and you get cornered by somebody that's a coworker, or maybe it's a client, or who knows what it is. And they're droning on and on about something that just doesn't interest you. Like, you might be, see, this is what's so hilarious about this topic, is like, right now, some of you may have zero interest in this topic. Now, you may have already tuned out. Other people who do have an interest in this topic, because it applies to them too, and they're thinking to themselves, yeah, I've done exactly what you've done. They're listening. But am I upset with the people who got bored and tuned out? No, because I'm talking about what I wanted to talk about, and I find it interesting, but you may not. But I would never say to someone, well, I shouldn't say never, that's probably a little harsh, but I would never say to somebody in casual conversation who's trying to tell me a story about something, hey, I'm not interested in that. You know, basically telling somebody, hey, shut up, I don't want to talk about that, I'm not interested. It's our words that we use trying to convey something that may be a little deceitful. Maybe by omission or commission, but we're being slightly deceitful about something. If deceitful is something that you can either be slightly deceitful or fully deceitful. I love words. So go back to the court. The Supreme Court is a threat to democracy. No, it's actually not. Because if the Supreme Court were indeed a threat to democracy, this country would have gone down the crapper, you know, 100 years ago, or probably within the first 10 years, or with the very first decision in Marbury versus Madison. The court makes decisions based upon the makeup and the judicial philosophy of the 9 justices at the time that a case comes before them. And that case may remain on the books and may remain precedent for decades, if not a century, and then eventually gets overturned. For example, separate but equal was seen as non-racist. So the court said, as long as schools are desegregated, as long as the segregated schools are equal, well, that's okay. So you can put all the black kids over here, and that's okay, and the Asian kids over here, and the Caucasian kids over here, but as long as they have the same education, then that's okay. And then comes along Brown versus Board of Education, and the court says that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. No, that is segregation. You are segregating based upon immutable characteristics. So in Brown versus Board of Education, 1954, they overturned the previous ruling and said, no, you cannot do that. But guess what happened in the meantime? Yes, it was awful, and there was still segregation. But the republic continued. So was the original decision truly a threat to democracy? I mean, it was a horrible decision. I disagree with the decision. I think Brown versus Board of Education put it back where it should be. But during that interim, whatever it was, maybe 100 years, it was like, okay, we still survived. We may have been pretty bigoted and pretty racist about it, but we survived. And we survived to what? Become better. The point being that people agree or disagree with court decisions at all levels all the time. However, claiming the decisions that one doesn't like is a threat to democracy is just bad faith, just as it is in describing, say, the makeup of the Senate, the Electoral College, or legislation, or any one political party. Do I like the Marxist Party? Do I like the Democrat Socialists of America? No, I can't stand them. And I actually think they are a threat to democracy. But are they? Today, maybe not. Only if they become a majority party and they actually change us into a socialist state, well, then it's too late. So at what point on that timeline do they become a threat to democracy? Think about Senator Chris Murphy and the latest continuing resolution passed and signed by the president when he reopened the government a few weeks ago. His message on the spending bill during the shutdown was that, quote, none of us have an obligation to vote for a budget that funds the destruction of democracy, close quote. Oh, I would like to ask Senator Murphy, what did you mean by that? Because it's been several weeks. Now, the continuing resolution only goes through, I think, the first week or so of January. And we're going to go through this same charade, this same ballyhoo all over again over government spending, and we'll probably survive. So I don't think that the last continuing resolution indeed was the destruction of democracy. But they won't let up on that kind of phrase. The point would be simply this. I would challenge you as we enter into the holidays and enter into the new year, that every time you come across a word or a phrase, or you hear someone saying something, including yours truly, that says something that is maybe too generalized, or is without a definition, or you're not quite sure what I mean when I say that is a Marxist policy, you should challenge me, challenge yourself. How is it a Marxist policy? How is that fascism? How is that socialism? How is that small r republicanism? How is that a representative government piece of legislation, for example? Because if we don't do that, if we just allow ourselves to just let the words mean what people mean and never challenge them or even ask them what you mean by that, for example, I would just say the next time you run into, you know, particularly those who are left of center, and they say, oh, my gosh, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I'd love to see somebody like on MS Now or CNN or any of the liberal outlets, you know, National Public Radio, would you please explain to the audience how it is that Donald Trump or Republicans are a threat to democracy? And by the way, could I have specifics? Because I'm really interested in the specifics. Try it. See how that goes. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line, as usual, is always open. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shop Jewelry Television's Black Friday event and get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more. That's huge. And because JTV has gifts for men and women, like designer fragrances, handbags, sunglasses, and of course, amazing deals on gorgeous jewelry in thousands of styles, you can knock out your list just like that. Boom. Don't miss your chance to get 20% off your purchase of $99 or more during JTV's Black Friday event.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.